Welcome to the Fresh Approach podcast. This is Mary Clark, your coach. And I want to say that, yes, this is for weight loss surgery patients, but what I'm hearing is that weight loss surgery patients are referring their friends or family who are trying to lose weight or maintain weight. And they're also referring people to listen who I'm hearing from who it's not about weight. They are looking to find out how to make changes in their lives so they can release things that aren't really helping them anymore, whether that be a way of thinking or a habit or the way they were doing things, so that they can create better take care of myself practices to get them to that path where they can live their healthiest and happiest lives, whether that's with weight loss surgery or without. So welcome to this special edition of the Fresh Approach podcast. Today, I want to cover two things. Why I believe February is the fresh start month, not January, because January has too much pressure. It's like resolutions, you're taking down the tree, putting away holiday decorations, you're cleaning out sugar cookie frosting from the refrigerator, at least that's in my life. For me, I was also traveling from one coast to the other, and then to Georgia for my son's graduation. He's now a commissioned officer in the U.S. Army. And let me take a moment to say this. For those of you listening who have served our country or are serving now, or you are or have been a member of a military family, thank you. Finally becoming a weight loss surgery patient for me, not really getting it until I had surgery myself, even though I had been teaching about it for 10 years before that, I did not completely appreciate all that military families go through. And of course, I still don't because it's new for us. But after the past 8 months, I know it's new. I'm starting to get an idea. So thank you. Thank you so much for you and your families, for your sacrifice and love of our country. All right. Now, for the past few years, I've endorsed February as the fresh start month. And in the past, we've done February challenges. I've sent out daily prompts via email and in the Fresh Approach Facebook group about the bariatric surgery guidelines and the essential components for wholehearted living inspired by the incomparable Dr. Brené Brown. But this year, I'm changing it up, and let me tell you why. It's because I want to spend more time with you, talking with you, working with you, getting to know you, and cheering you on in real time. So let me tell you the inspiration for where I'm going with this. Many of you know I had my surgery in 2011. That's the same year I separated from my husband, as you heard in the last podcast, for the last time, and we began divorce proceedings. So I was solo parenting two teenagers. I was in my first year of weight loss surgery. I was working full time. I was being there for my mom, who I think was 88 at the time, and my aunt, who had no kids, who I think was, she must have been 92, taking care of my granddaughter. You know, just another usual day in our lives, right? I needed lots and lots of support. And I realized very quickly after surgery, there was a big difference in teaching and educating physicians and patients and communities about weight loss surgery and actually being a patient. So I joined different bariatric surgery online forums. Those were bigger back in the day, different groups, and I pretty quickly cultivated a special group of weight loss surgery friends. So we ended up with some of us who had just had surgery, you know, like me, like less than 6 months, and some were up to, my friend Carol, up to 8 years post-op. We talked what felt like all the time. We would have online chats in the different forums. We would talk on the phone. We would have like group emails. And there were even a few times when we got to get together in person because one of us, not me, had a beach house in Huntington Beach, California. We covered everything from exercise to relationships to dealing with questions from coworkers to cross addiction like alcoholism and online shopping. We set goals. And we didn't quite know what steps to take to achieve those goals? Like, how do I get from here to there or to the next level of whatever we were trying to achieve? We would all jump in and help each other out. We would give input on, here's what worked for me. Here's what didn't work for me. Hey, your life is different. Maybe you could try this. We would check in with each other. We would text each other, call each other, email each other. And I owe a very large part of my long-term success, not just my physical health, but my emotional and mental health to these weight loss surgery friends. What's interesting is we pretty much just called ourselves a support group. But now that I'm aware of what we were really doing, now that I have more information on this subject, what we had really created was a weight loss surgery mastermind. And that brings me back to why I've decided to switch up the February Fresh Start this year. Beginning the week of February 17th through April 13th, it's 8 weeks, I want to join with a small group of you for our February Fresh Start group, our own weight loss surgery mastermind. This group is for you if you are ready and you want to connect and collaborate with weight loss surgery friends and me who understand where you've been, what you're going through with your weight loss surgery, how the journey works, and where you want to be and want to see you succeed, achieve your goals. This is for you if you're ready to accept supportive and encouraging accountability. And what I mean by encouraging accountability, it's not like somebody down your throat going, Julie, did you do this? It's, hey, Julie, this is what you committed to. How's it going? If it's not going so well, how can we support you? And if you're ready for that and you actually want that, because I have to tell you, sometimes I get people telling me that they want that, and then it turns out they don't, they're not ready. So you want to be ready for this. And if you're good with getting email check-ins because you really want to achieve your specific goals. So this is for you if you want to release what you might call bad habits. I'm doing finger quotes, bad habits. That aren't getting you anywhere except keeping you stuck. It's for you if you've finally decided it's time to take action, not just think about it, but take actual action. It's for you, you know, if you started out the month of January, I'm gonna eat this many calories a day, and I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week, and I'm gonna drink all my water, and you've hit the end of January and you're like, what the heck happened? This is for you too. It's if you're ready to make a commitment to creating a positive long-term path, because this is a long-term journey, right? Lifelong journey to living your healthiest and happiest life. Really, it's your most fulfilling life, right? So, you know, I did two small groups similar to this. We're going to do things a little differently now because every time I do a program or something like this, I learn a lot too, right? And one member during the holidays, after a couple weeks, she emailed me and told me that she wanted to commit to the actions and the practices that everybody else in the group was taking. She wanted to have more commitment. She admitted to me that she had joined the Holiday Thrive group because she thought that we would all pull her, and I'm doing this pulling motion with my hands right now, you know, I talk with my hands, that we would all pull her along and sort of force her to make the changes that she said she really wanted to make. But my friend, you and I already know this, and she and I have talked about this since and worked through it, so she's good now, but nobody can make you be ready. Nobody can force you to take actions that you yourself don't really want to take. And maybe that happened to you even around having weight loss surgery. Maybe your doctor or a family member or a friend or the nurse in your doctor's office mentioned to you that, hey, you might want to think about or, you know, look into bariatric surgery. But until you are ready, for whatever reason, until you are ready, nobody could have made you take that step. And this is another one of those moments, right? I believe this is an incredible opportunity for you to work with me and a very special group of weight loss surgery committed, ready friends live. But you want to be ready. It's 2 months, 8 weeks long. I believe you can be feeling amazing by mid-April. Now, we're not going to tackle every single goal you have, okay? So if If you're like, I haven't really been doing anything, that's okay. But I'm going to ask you to get super laser focused and choose 2 to 3 goals. And we're going to work on those and make progress on those. Okay. So I'm asking those of you who are thinking about joining me, what could you possibly release during the next couple months beyond excess pounds, right? What else could you release? That weight? Because think about it. We have the excess pounds when we regain or we're at a plateau, or even if you just had surgery or you're thinking about having surgery, that weight of, oh my gosh, what if this doesn't work? It's not only the physical weight, it's the pressure, the emotional and mental pressure that puts on us. Wouldn't it be great to release that? So if you're interested and you're ready for this kind of encouragement and support and you're ready to give it and to get it, if you're ready for friendly accountability for that gentle nudge that might come at just the right moment during the day when you need it most, to remind you why you want to be the healthiest person you can be and motivate you into action, to take action, to take the best care of yourself, then the February fresh start may be for you. If you're dealing with regain or a plateau, or if you're getting ready for surgery and want some serious support as you begin your weight loss surgery journey, or if you're only 6 months out and you have felt the weight of that plateau, right? Or you're 18 months out and you're realizing, wow, the surgery has pretty much done everything it was meant to do. It's up to me now. If you're looking for real support, encouragement, and gentle but real accountability, then you can get all the details at WLSFreshStart.com. That's WLS as in weight loss surgery, WLSFreshStart.com. You can get the dates again, the information, how to join, and it would be so cool to spend this time with you. All right, that is my quick check-in for today. Again, if you're not in the Fresh Approach Facebook group, please join us there. There is a link in episode notes so you can join. There are 3 quick questions to answer first before you can be welcomed into the group. Oh, also there will be in episode notes a link to WLS Fresh Start where you can get all the details of the February Fresh Start. And hey, happy first week of February if you are listening to this in real time. And it is the perfect time to make a fresh start, right? Forget about January. That we were just getting ourselves warmed up. We are ramped up and ready to go now in February. It's a fresh start. I hope you're having a great day. Love, light, and grace to you.